Holistic.
Ashiana.
Hi, welcome to Who You Calling Holistic. I'm your host, Shiana Rivers. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How y'all doing out there? You surviving these eclipse vibes? Things are getting weird, and from what I've gathered, things are just going to continue to get a little more weird this year, so hold tight. I have like a love-hate relationship with understanding, like, knowing certain things with media are just going to be shown over and over in different variations of the media things. And then, I mean, I know on one side it's like, what are they distracting us from? And then the other side, it's like, I want to read more about this. And like, I gotta walk a fine line through that. So if you're one of those people like me, then yeah, I feel for you as well. Before we get into the whole episode today, this is recorded today at GOT Sound Studio. Shout out to Neek. Make sure you are on my email list to stay in the know so you can know about my events I have coming up, my courses, my offerings, my services, all the things. Just make sure you are on that email list so you know. Especially, like, I don't know if you have noticed. If you haven't, I'm letting you know now. If you haven't already noticed the fuckery, you know, the fuckery afoot, I like to say, they're already doing things with social media for censoring things, you know? And, you know, I feel safer on here when I talk about illegal things, which is wild, but it's for that reason alone. Like, I was even thinking how I need to navigate learning some more, you know, fake rules. I'm doing some air quotes because it's silly, but I gotta learn some more rules on navigating discussing psilocybin again, because I know I need to be talking about it more. I'll get into that in a little bit. But because it is election year, it's only expected that they're going to be looking at what we do or don't say, essentially. And it's tricky, it's fucked up, but that's where we are. So I was thinking about this quote by Pablo Picasso that I'm a big fan of. And it's, learn the rules like a pro so you can break them like an artist.
That sounds like some shit Shiana says.
Yeah, right. So learn the rules, you know, just so you can be aware and you can navigate how to move forward from there. Because, when I was thinking about what this looked like last time, you remember back in 2020 when, you know, COVID was at an all-time high, and it didn't matter what you posted. If you posted the word shot, if you posted the word sick, like what, fever, whatever the case, they flagged you immediately and, you know, wanted to make sure that you weren't posting incorrect information. And it was just like, come on now. Like, all I said was somebody called in sick the other day and they're flagging the content, you know? So like, there was fuckery then, there's fuckery now. I even did a reel the other day on how to adjust your settings in your Instagram profile to make sure that you can see all the things, because they made some restriction on there that could help you not see so much on social topics. And I was like, this is just a very broad coverall for what you're talking about here. Because what exactly are social topics, right? You know, like, obviously we're gonna be discussing race. We're gonna be discussing equality. Those are all social topics, but social topics that's a very, very broad umbrella for what you want to make sure people don't see information about. And I don't like that shit. Don't tell me what I can and can't read about. Like, I'm in charge of that, right? So just proceed with caution. Just know that there's fuckery and know how to navigate it, because that's the world we live in, right? I do understand, like I said, the eclipse that we just had, it happened in Libra. And Libra is very much the scales. It's about justice. It's about balance. It's about harmony. But as we've even shared on here before, even when I had Jonathan Dent on the podcast, we discussed this year is a karmic year. 2024, it's the number 8. It's a karmic year. So those who have been putting in the work to do right, to help others, to empower others, to, you know, do something meaningful in the world, we're on the up and up. But those who've been doing the shady shit and, you know, putting other people down along the way, it's not looking too good for them. So I know that Nickelodeon documentary came out and somebody asked me the other day if I watched that. And I was like, I don't think that one's for me. You know, I think I'm gonna go without watching that because I'm not sure that I need to see it. And when I was reading more about Nickelodeon things, I was just like, yeah, I don't even want to read anymore. This is enough. I've had enough. I want to be ignorant to the rest of it. Honestly, that's my choice because I know enough about it. And that's all I know enough. That's all I need to know about that is enough. So stay grounded. Do the things to stay grounded that you can do. You know, I'm a big fan of the nature walks always, but do some meditating, do some quiet time because this is, I don't want to say this is the start of it because you know it's been going on, but I will say this is, and again, this isn't the start of it, but this is like the ongoing process of the crumbling of the patriarchal systems and those who have been in power that don't really need to be in power because y'all ain't doing this shit right anyway, and you're fucking it up, and you're fucked up to be doing it. And so this is the balancing and the scale balancing, basically, of the patriarchal systems going to shit. I don't want to say going to shit, but like there's no balance in the patriarchal systems, right? So the rise of the matriarch is that's where we are now. And I'm here for it because I'm in the space, obviously, doing the things too. And it's just interesting to witness. And it's like a deer in headlights situation because like, I don't want to look away, but also I want to kind of be in the know, but also I know enough, but also what they did, what, you know, so like fine line there. Right. So I'm still learning, but have y'all seen that show that just came out on Netflix recently? It's called Three Body Problem. When I first saw like the thumbnail the thumbnail on the screen, I was like, I don't know about that. Cause again, I'm in that space now because I do all the Healy things. A lot of those, cause I definitely can't watch First 48 and I used to be obsessed with First 48. But sometimes when I see, and I have to tell myself it's makeup, it's animated, it's effects, it's graphic, whatever. But sometimes when I see murder things in the movies now, I'm kind of like, I don't like that. I don't like how it feels, whatever. Like I can, So watching shows and stuff, it's because especially I was a big Game of Thrones person anyway. But I just have to remind myself, this is pretend, right? So when I saw Three Body Problem on the screen, I was like, I don't know if I want to watch that. And then I was like, you know, let me look into it. And I really enjoyed the show. And one of the topics that they had in their conversation in one of the later episodes was this conversation about like, are we at war? And I was thinking, you know what? Because you know, they like to say a lot of these movies and shows are just sprinkles of what's to come. And like, this is how they gotta like let us know in advance so we're prepared for it because they already said that the Boston ship bridge situation had to do with the movie that was just out with Julia Roberts. Anyway, you know what movie I'm talking about, but that one. So knowing that, I'm like, you know what, with all the phones that went out recently with AT&T and the things that are just continuing to happen with technology, like when would we know if we were under some sort of cyber attack? Would we know? Like, would we be informed? Or is it already happening? Who do I talk to about that? Who's the manager here? Because it made me think. Because I don't know if we would know, or if we found out, obviously we would be finding out way later than everybody else knew, right? So I'm curious about that. Just something to think about. But anyway, today's discussion was thought about because I was having a conversation with somebody I consider family the other day. And I was just like, you know what? I need to talk about this because it's interesting. When I learned my human design, one of the things that I did learn was, you know, I have this defined throat. I'm very much supposed to be using my voice, speaking up, saying the things. However, I have an undefined solar plexus. And with that information, having an undefined solar plexus makes me hesitant and cautious about hurting people's feelings with what I have to say, which is an interesting space to navigate when I also have a Mercury in Sagittarius, which is very, I said what the fuck I said. So no backstepping now. And that's been interesting, you know, on this world of self-awareness and self-development. So when I was thinking of discussing this topic, I was like, you know what, let me put out the disclaimer. I'm sharing this information from a very personal perspective here, right? Because I have done this, I'm doing this currently. But also I was just thinking, when I was growing up when I got into the work field, right? Which I started at 15, I worked at a clothing store when I first started. And the clothing store was very inclusive. We had all the races, so I wasn't concerned there. And even after that, I worked in a hospital. All the races, was not concerned about that. For the most part, I've worked in spaces that were pretty well-versed with different races, genders, ethnic groups, all the things, for the most part. And I have spoken before about, there was just that one place that I worked as an independent contractor situation. But I worked at this one place where I felt like the help. And it was just that one experience that I was like, nope, fuck that, not doing that again. But in saying that, the places that I did work, the hospital, the doctor's offices, all the places I've worked in the past where I didn't feel welcome, it wasn't because of my skin color. It was very much, I wasn't listening, right? I was breaking the rules. I was doing my own thing. I was breaking the rules like an artist, right? So when I'm sharing this information, like, that's my perspective. I very much became self-employed out of survival. I learned what was happening in the workforce with my skill set, with my knowledge, the things I already knew how to do. It was like, yes, you can do that, but just that. And I didn't like that. It was like, I was getting in trouble working at the hospital, I remember, for like switching up a document, because I was like, we don't even write out this document in this order. Like, who created this? Obviously somebody who created this that doesn't work here, right? And that's the problem with a lot of these spaces. I remember even working at a spa, and I was like, who designed this spa? It's obviously not somebody who did massage therapy, because the things that are in place don't make sense. Like, why would you have all of these outlets on the wall when you don't need to be walking over cords to massage, right? So it's just, the people that work in spaces obviously need to learn something about the positions that exist in these spaces to navigate setting up the right things in the right way for them to flourish in these spaces. So it's very much like, for me, when I was thinking about this conversation with her, because she was just saying it was hard as a Black woman. And I was like, in America? Because, like, I mean, we could get into all of that, but I've never, other than that very much one exception, And again, I'm speaking from this personal experience. I don't know what everybody else's experiences are. And I very much do know that Black women are undervalued and underrepresented in a lot of the spaces. I am well aware. But in knowing that information, I never wanted to see that as like being a victim of that system. I saw myself as like, okay, that doesn't work. This is why I need to do it this way. And being in a space where you're a trailblazer, you know, it comes with some fuckery for sure, but it also helps you do your own thing, your own way, and create opportunities for others that look like you, that feel the same way that you do about the fuckery. And then you just collab together and grow together and build new opportunities so that you don't have to rely on the systems that have been put in place to keep us all down, right? So that's where I was going with all of this, because I was like, you know, like if anybody can speak on not having the proper opportunities in this space, it's somebody who who's got a very, very blackety black dad, blackety black, all right? So my dad's side of the family is low country. My dad was born in Ritter, South Carolina, same place as James Brown. And they grew up in New York, but he was born in the South. And then he moved to England for military stuff, met my very, very, very white British mother. So like, I've got blackety black, almost African black on this side, right? And do we say colonizer white on this side? You know, like, so if anybody's got a good perspective on like navigating what this looks like doing your own thing, you know, I feel like I'm up for it, right? So the thing about being a trailblazer, the thing about being in this space to do the big things is it's scary, right? It's scary. It's scary, and there's also this undeniable fact, if I fuck up, it's my fault. But in saying that, that's also why it's like a double-edged sword, because when you work for all these other companies, when you work for other people, if they let you go, if they fire you, it's like, fuck, they let me go. I wasn't good enough for them. That whatever stories you come up with in your head, whatever the case. And in South Carolina, I know this is the same for a lot of states, but South Carolina is a right-to-work state, so they can just let you go just because. They don't have to give you a reason. And I know whenever I got let go from a job years ago, I did the things where I was like, well, let me file for unemployment. Like, I'd never been fired from a job before. What are the rules? What happens here? And it was like a me versus them kind of thing when it came to like, oh, well, they said that you weren't really working the way that you were supposed to work, and you took long breaks, and you were leaving early to go do massages. And I was just like, what the fuck? Like, lies, lies, you know? And it was like my word against theirs, which is the case in a lot of these companies, right? So when I discovered that, I was like, you know what? I don't want to deal with that. And I did end up getting a job after that through like a temp agency kind of thing. Because even then I was like, I don't even want to do the whole process the same way that I've done before, because that's fucked up already. It's just, none of these systems are great. And so when I was like, okay, I'm ready to do my own thing. And this was after I worked at another spot. I worked at USC for a while. And in the registrar's office. Yeah. Basically sitting there keying in transcript information, boring as fuck, looking at data, getting micromanaged was not a good time. Not the lifestyle I want to live at all. And knowing, like when I learned my human design, which again was like 2019, when I learned my human design, I was like, okay, now I see why things went that way. And I know what to do moving forward, because for a 6'2 role model hermit in human design, the first 30 years are trial and error. After that, it's like, okay, I've learned that. Now it's integrating it and implementing it and embodying it with the information that I learned so that I can do better moving ahead. And I was like, that's been my whole life, all my life, and will continue to be so. Or, yeah, and I was even thinking, even when I first started back with my podcast recording, you know, that first episode was about refinement. And that's really what this is now for me in a lot of ways. And for a lot of people that are self-employed, they learn some things and then they just refine along the way. So when you're a trailblazer, there's just certain things that you're gonna have to know that you just have to have and do in order to survive. Because again, this ended up being a survival thing for me, really. Like, it was, do I work for myself and get in trouble with myself if I don't meet my own standards? Or do I work for somebody else and they can just let me go whenever? And then I don't have anything to fall back on, right? At least in a space where you work for yourself, I feel like there's some flexibility and there's some wiggle room for mistakes, for sure. But there's also wiggle room on how to get what you need. You can't work with those rules under somebody else unless they themselves are also in this space with you, right? So you got to have some sort of vision. You definitely have to know what you're here for, what you're here to do. And, you know, for me, with my experience, it was like, these hospital systems aren't right. Like, the way that we are treated when we're sick, the way that we seek help when we're sick, it's not right. And learning about yourself and learning about your own health is very much a necessity, because we can't rely on these systems around us to take care of us. We have to rely on ourselves and one another. And so you got to have some sort of vision in this space to know, like, what's going to keep pushing you forward. And I know for me, like, we could say I got a lot of visions, but like there's a big umbrella of like what I'm here to do, what I'm here to bring awareness about. And that was even something like I already knew that kind of information anyway, but also learning my human design gave me even more of like a pinpoint of information of like, yeah, okay, this is what you need to focus on. And so you got to have some sort of vision. And then you absolutely have to have some courage and resilience. Whew. And again, this was something learned, obviously, and I'm still learning, because with my Leo moon, I'm very sensitive to criticism, all right? Like, despite how I appear, despite what I say, even though I said what I said, I'm very sensitive. And I know I briefly mentioned there's an ADHD thing called RSD, rejection sensitive dysphoria, where when there is criticism or there is like, yeah, when there's criticism, it's like you're hurt even more, like you're hurt at the core. And so I got that too. So in saying that, there's even like this level of fear with what I share, with what I talk about, with my posts, with like just speaking as myself, being authentic, sharing my experiences, being vulnerable. There's this fear around that too, that like, why the fuck was I vulnerable if it wasn't even received, you know? Like, so that's an interesting space. But this is why I also quickly learned that you have got to like understand and be aware and learn the tools for having a relaxed nervous system. If you're gonna be in this space, you know, blazing trails, doing your own thing and helping other people along the way, like you've gotta learn that, because you'll be down bad. Like, you've gotta learn how to get grounded, how to be centered while the chaos is happening around you, or you will not make it. And again, I was like, oh, it's good that I was a massage therapist and I was in the wellness industry learning this information, because you know, I wonder about those other entrepreneurs sometimes that they haven't learned that yet, because like, how are they doing? Right. And this is, you know, I obviously am a huge advocate for self-care, and, you know, I'm a huge advocate for community, which again, we'll get to, but this is why, because those nervous systems will make or break you if you don't have a hold on them. Right. And so do that. This, again, you know, I'm always push for some self-care, but this is why, because you'll be sick or you will just be in shambles trying to get things done. I know for me, when I realize like I can't get anything done, I'm in a freeze state, which when there's a freeze state, there's like fear. There's also like, I could even say on an energetic level, that's like solar plexus. That's like that willpower, discipline, that drive, that kind of thing. So this is why it's important to learn about yourself, so you know the medicine that you need to move forward with that kind of stuff. So embracing failure is a big part of all of this. And what's tricky for me in that space is, again, because of my sensitivities, embracing failure publicly is even more like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. But yet here I am. And I had to think about it as like, you know, a lot of the failures that take place throughout this journey are their data, you know, their data of how I need to tweak things moving forward. Like, obviously, the people liked this part of the things, but they didn't like this bit. So share some more of this part, you know, or lean more into this bit right here. And then even like, I remember, and I was so glad that I had the human design coach I had, because I remember seeing one of her emails about like, if people unsubscribe from your email list, like, don't have your feelings hurt about it. Just know, like, those aren't your customers. Because why would you want to send them emails anyway if they don't want to read them because they're not interested in your service? Like, that's a waste, right? And I was like, you know what? You're right. So it helped me look at failure a different way in that, and like rejection in a different way. But you've got to embrace that, because it'll also help you eliminate who's not for you, customers, collaborations, whatever, and what's not for you, right? So if there's certain things that you want to share and nobody is hearing it, like, it's good for you, obviously. Like, it feels good for you. And I have those moments where I'm like, this post is for me. I don't care about the likes, which I shouldn't care about any of the likes anyway. But again, I look at some of that as data, because like, people need more of this if everybody's engaging with this, right? So again, fine line with that. But you have data and you have the information to know who and what isn't for you to move forward, to produce more of the things that you need to produce. Building a support system, obviously, which I mentioned, and I mention it probably every single fucking episode, which is why you need your community around you, but not just your community, like a support system in the sense that you have your mentors, your guides, your peers that you can even, you know, chat with and say, hey, like, let me run something by you. If you have a moment, if you have the time. But this is why, like, I was very grateful for the mentors that made it into my life, and knowing that the role that I have here in this journey, in this incarnation, is to do big shit. It's so convenient that the mentors I've made along the way have already been doing big shit, so they know their shit. But also, like, knowing that I'm gonna keep meeting those people, and knowing that, like, this is who I'm here to be around, because we're all here to make change. And so that's comforting, at least. But, you know, don't be afraid to invest in these mentors because of that alone. Like, if you know that you're not here for those you know, roles in a company, especially the companies that a lot of them don't give, some do, there's exceptions, but you know, there's some companies that they're just about the numbers. They're just about meeting quotas and they don't give a fuck about you. So if you're in one of those spaces and you're pivoting out of it and you're getting in one of these spaces, welcome, by the way, but this is why you've got to invest in these guides and mentors to give you these tools to help you succeed. And I know for me, I had like a great mentor when I first started massaging. Then I had a great mentor when I first learned Reiki, then into human design. So like I've had really, really good teachers and guides along the way that knew their shit so that I could feel better about sharing the things along the way. But knowing like I'm going to have to continue to learn. I'm going to have to continue to invest in teachers and guides so that I can continue to be on top and be ahead of the game as this thing evolves. And this is also why, and the friend that I had had this conversation with about working in spaces that don't give a fuck about you, we were discussing AI stuff and she was like, I don't know about AI. And I was like, look, very much like anything out here, you know, you can have, you know that there's religions with terrible priests or terrible pastors or whatever. Like there's good and I'm using good and bad here. I shouldn't use good and bad, but there's people in these positions that can use their power for good or for evil, right? And that's gonna be the case in anything. So this is why learning tools with AI as far as like creating your own things, which I think is really, really important. I'll get to that in a minute, but also building the systems around the things that you're creating to help share them even more, which this is something I'm currently working on and I'm getting better and better at. So I'm gonna share some along the way at some point. But it's important to have people that are here to do good things with their power, learning this information to balance the people that are learning it for evil, right? And I was like, please learn AI. Like pretty please learn some AI things. There's so many YouTube tutorials. There's so many free things. Like I went on ChatGPT. I went on Google and put in a prompt because I was playing around with Midjourney. And Midjourney, you can create images, you can create logos, like sky's the limit here. And I was like, I didn't know things about different photography skills, different lens things. I knew some words like, and I'm probably not even saying it right, bokeh, B-O-K-E-H, you know the word I'm talking about, you've probably seen it. Makes things kind of fuzzy in the background and there's like a focus in the front, right? I knew what it was, right? But I didn't know, like, if I'm taking a picture, I want the bokeh in the back, right? I didn't know how to work with that necessarily. That's not my field all the way. I know content, but not necessarily the verbiage with the content along the way. And so there's certain things I would see from Midjourney pictures and I was like, damn, how did they get there? How did they do that? And all I did was go on Google, put in a prompt, found it on Reddit. I'm not even a Reddit person like that, but found one on Reddit. And I was like, you know what? Let's see what happens if I tweak this. Came out with this beautiful masterpiece quickly. It was the ones after that I started tweaking that weren't right, had extra limbs, had extra fingers in places they didn't belong, had my titty out without nipples. After that, it started getting weird. But before that, some art was made, all right? So please, pretty please, learn that shit. And I'm actually gonna be teaching some stuff about that in a course that I'm offering too, because we need to know. And people that are here to do good with their power, they need to know these things so that they can continue, did I say that word right? That they can continue to evolve and still be relevant in this space, especially as social media is changing, because you see what the fuck's happening. We need to have these other pockets, thank God for this podcast, of places that we can share what we're here to do and share our message and share our offerings. So obviously that takes some adaptability and some flexibility, because it is uncomfortable learning the things that are holding you back. And it's frustrating as fuck, because there's like this level of honesty you have to have with yourself. Like, if you're creating content and it's not hitting, it's not resonating, you know, there's moments, and I've been there many, many times. There's moments that's like, oh, what am I doing wrong? Why don't they like it? Why aren't they engaging? And it's really usually some minor little tweak of something. It's something super subtle that you just needed to shift. But you know what you had to do before that? You had to take 3 courses. You had to get a freebie from some Instagram pro. You had to, like, there's steps along the way with that too. And it's frustrating. And I can even say from my own personal experience, there's some courses that I've taken and I'm like, you know what? I already know. I know this shit. I know so much of this shit. I don't even all the way know I'm taking this course, but I do know there's like one thing, and it usually is one. There's usually like one piece of information, a crumb that I'm like, ah, I needed that. I needed exactly that piece of information from that course that I didn't really want to take, but I knew that's what I needed from it. So knowing that, and knowing like you have to continue to learn, you have to continue to study. Like I said, it's frustrating and it's hard. But if you weren't here to do that, then you wouldn't have been chosen to do that. And you could have the choice not to go that path and be in these other places that can let you go whenever. But you see the choice that I made for it, because I know that with this territory, that's what I'm working with. Like, I know I have to continue to study. I know I have to continue to read. I know I have to continue to learn different, again, learn the rules along the way, just to move in those spaces correctly. And so even when I've mentioned on here before, there's certain things that I'm like, I gotta approach that a certain way, because there's certain things that we have to consider ethically as trailblazers in these spaces, because what we say impacts others and influences others. And, you know, I know for me, there's certain things that I've shared along the way with what I can teach or what I know information about. And a lot of the things I teach and share are considered occult, esoteric, hidden knowledge, that kind of stuff. And in knowing that, there's certain levels of certain levels of secrecy to some of it, but there's also certain levels of, all right, now you got to tiptoe with that one, because you don't want to raise too many red flags here as you're talking about this, right? And I know when I had a homeboy telling me, like, I should talk about shrooms more, or I should, like, get people to do shrooms before we record. And I was like, yes, I get that. I love that. I have done that. Yes, to an extent. But I also don't want to make this, like, you know, I'm a party myself, but I also don't want this to turn into, like, drink champs. Like, I don't want to have people getting drunk to share what they want to share, because we can get people in an altered state in several different directions, right? I'm familiar enough with that. But I don't want to be boxed in like, oh, she's the mushroom lady. Oh, she's the one that gets everybody high. Oh, she's the one. Like, I can be the mushroom lady. I can be a witch. I can be a priestess. I can be the Reiki teacher. I can be the fairy godmother. I can be all the things that I identify with. However, I don't want to just be boxed in as one and then be in trouble because now this is my one identity that you've put me in. And yeah, that's just, it's interesting to move with that, because there are legality things, and there are people listening to what I'm sharing. And I've even had clients that we discuss mushroom things with, and then they're like, oh, well, is it going to make me do this? And can it help me? And I'm like, look, again, fine line and walking correctly with this, but like, anything that I share with you, any offerings that I have, massage even, you could say getting a massage from somebody else, like anything that I share is going to add value to what you got going on, but it is ultimately up to you to learn the things that you need to learn to move forward with what is challenging for you. So please don't ever rely on me to give you what you need in that sense, because I'm just a bonus. You're welcome. But I'm just a bonus of what you already got going on. You already have the answers within you to do what you need to do. And that's what this journey is. Like, you already have, and that's, again, that's why this like trailblazer, self-employed living life, solopreneur, empire building persona is, it's a tricky space if you don't have the right people around you. Because it really is like, if I'm not succeeding in the way that I envision for myself, it's my fault. I have nobody else to blame for this because I know what I need to do. So if I'm dragging my feet, or if the outcome doesn't look like what I envisioned, I didn't execute properly. And that's like a hard pill to swallow. Because you really have to be honest in your offerings and your learning. Like, you have to be so completely honest with yourself in order to succeed. And like, also, what does success look like for all of the parts of that? Sometimes success is even just like, oh, I finally learned that, right? Sometimes success is, oh, I got one person to sign up for my email list this year, right? Like, you really have to tread lightly with that too, because you'll get in a fucked up space if you've got these like big, gigantic, which, you know, I'm a think big bitch person. Like, I'm all for that. But when you have these high expectations for yourself, which I'm a fan of as well, you know, I want you to do good and I want you to excel. And I, same, right? But you can't compare your chapter one to somebody's 73. And we don't always know what chapter they're on either, right? And maybe it's a whole different book, right? So you have to think, oh, hold on. Maybe it's a whole different book.
That sounds like some shit Shiana says.
I don't know how I missed that one. But yeah, you've got to learn what works for you, celebrate the wins along the way, and just keep tweaking that and refining that. And then that's when you see the things bloom from what you've planted. But it doesn't happen overnight, and it's not going to happen in an instant. And like I said, it's going to be hard as fuck. And it's going to be uncomfortable as fuck. I am so uncomfortable all the time, honestly, in this space. This is why I'm a big fan of doing the other self-care things and having other people, you know, massage me and rub on my face, because I'm uncomfortable, right? Like, do the things that can make you comfortable as you're doing this work, because you got to be comfortable in your vessel if you're doing these hard things for yourself and for others. Because if you're ultimately here to maybe bring awareness to an underrepresented voice, hey, welcome, same, then you've got to learn those tools. You have to. And sometimes, I know for me, I was like, you know what, I'm going to make a schedule. I'm going to have like a college schedule, like block this time from this to this. I'm going to do that. And I was like, okay, this isn't working. I had to be honest about that, right? What one influencer might say is their framework. It might work for them. Cool. But it very much might not work for you. And that was the case for me for a lot of these things. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And like, what the fuck? This isn't working. Who came up with this, right? So you have to learn. You got to learn you got to learn your own non-negotiables for yourself and like the promises that you absolutely can't break, right? And I know that's also a level of honesty that it's not fun. And, you know, just like when some people are like, oh, I'm going to get gas in the morning, and then you're pissed because you should have gotten gas the night before, that honesty, you're already fucking up right there, right? Start there, and then build from that. So I know for sure that laundry that I said, is it going to happen, you know? And learning the things about the promises you're making to yourself and the deliveries you're going to have, like you've got to be really, really, I don't want to say hard on yourself, but you just really have to make these promises and not break them, because you're going to continue to fail if you do. And I was like, all right, there's certain things I need to make sure I do weekly. There's certain things I need to study regularly. And I can be loose enough with what that looks like, right? But there's certain timelines and deadlines that I still need to make for certain things. But just know, like, you can't work with a very firm, structured schedule. You need some looseness to it. You need some flexibility in it. But just know, you need to get this shit done today. You need to get that shit done before the end of the month, which is also why I've spoken about it before, but I'm reminding you why I'm a big fan of the 12-week yearbook. I was actually looking at some of the things I wrote down recently, and I was like, look at that. Look at what I did. I'm proud of me. Shout out to me. And because if you've got ADHD in your life, saying that you're going to have a New Year's resolution for the whole year is not realistic. Well, let me not say realistic. You know, I'm a fan of not being realistic with a lot of things, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And then it'll be September and you're like, fuck, I didn't get anything done. So the 12-week yearbook helps you break down these goals, which if you're a think big bitch person, please, pretty please, implement the strategies of that book. And I had an aha the other day where I was thinking, I wonder when the next 12 weeks is, right? It just hit me the other day. And I looked and I was like, oh shit, like we're coming up on it now. So in the 12-week yearbook, he mentions like, make these strategies and goals for the 12 weeks. Then on the 13th week is when you kind of look at the things that have worked and didn't work and like your wins, all of that stuff. But so like this space right now is week 13. And I was like, So I am going to have like a 12-week year something to do to help some other people. I was thinking if I should like just record a standalone something to have for it so people can reference it later. I'm still thinking on that, waiting for that information to come to me. But again, there's even a workbook. I had to be honest with myself. I was like, would I use that workbook? No, not going to use that workbook. I'm one of those that has to get the undated planners because I might not touch the planner for another month, right? So I know my strengths here. I work with them. But yeah, please read that book or at least go on YouTube and get the bullet points, because it has been really helpful in my goals. And I feel like it's going to be really helpful for others that don't know, or that they have think big bitch ideas and they want to implement and integrate them and make this and execute them. But you need like a date. You need to set a date. You need to have a deadline or it's not going to happen. Trust me. I know personally. Anyway, I think that's it for today. I feel like we got a lot covered. I feel like, I was vulnerable enough for you to know, like, this shit isn't easy. if I make it look easy, it's not. I'm not always crying about it because it's very much, what do you need to do? What do you need to learn from this? And whose help do you need to get? And what next? Right? And if you can continue to have that perspective, that viewpoint, then you're going to do just fine. All right. Thank you for tuning in. I'm so grateful that you continue to support me. If you have not already left a review, please do so. I appreciate those. And again, I cannot stress this enough. Make sure you are subscribed to my email list so that you can know the things. All right. I know you know the things, but so you can know some more things. Cool. Remember to meditate and hydrate. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Who You Call in Holistic. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. You can find me and all my services on shiana.com. That's Shiana.com.